Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. 67-year-old murderer Brad Sigmund has been executed by firing squad for killing his ex-girlfriend's parents in 2001. It's the first time that method has been used in the U.S. in 15 years. From the prison in Columbia, South Carolina, CBS's Meg Oliver says a hood was placed over his head and a target was placed over his heart.
The state of South Carolina maintains that this is not cruel and unusual punishment because they let the inmate choose the way they are put to death, whether it is lethal injection, the electric chair, or now a firing squad. If they don't make a choice, the electric chair is their default.
President Trump is threatening new sanctions and tariffs on Russia for its continuing attacks on Ukraine. The BBC's David Harper says Russia isn't letting up in Ukraine.
And Ukrainian officials say Russian airstrikes on a town in the Donetsk region have killed at least 11 people. The emergency services said several multi-story buildings were set ablaze by the attack in Dobropolye overnight. They accused Russia of carrying out another strike while rescuers tried to put out the flames.
A police officer in Newark, New Jersey has been shot and killed. CBS News New York's Derek Waller is in Newark.
It sounded like a car accident. It went boom, boom, boom.
Randy Mejia is a security guard at the McDonald's right across the street. Right before the shooting, he saw cops running.
They were chasing, but I don't know if they were chasing somebody. I saw maybe four cops on the way down toward the street.
A juvenile suspect is in custody. In response to President Trump's back and forth on tariffs, Mexican officials are now promoting homegrown products to Mexican shoppers.
At a hypermarket, Mexico's economy minister, Marcelo Ebrard, promoted things made in Mexico. Behind him, a pile of succulent cantaloupe and watermelons, a taste of what will cost U.S. consumers more if President Trump reinstates tariffs. This doesn't mean Mexicans won't buy U.S. goods, said the minister.
We are expecting to have in the future stability and certainty.
Expecting, though President Trump can change his mind at any time. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
Health officials in West Texas have isolated the center of the measles outbreak. More from CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The state says that it's a small Mennonite community there that is really being impacted. Now, we were in Gaines County and talked to a doctor at Seminole Memorial Hospital there who's treated the Mennonite community there for years. And he said it's hitting unvaccinated children.
One child has died in Texas, one adult in New Mexico. Mexico officials are expecting the outbreak to grow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Abortion is currently legal in Wisconsin. A judge made that ruling in 2023, about a year after Roe v. Wade was overturned. While some states have added abortion rights to their constitutions, others have enacted strict abortion bans. New research shows when states have these bans in place, it hurts their economy. Mike Moen reports.
The Institute for Women's Policy Research is out with a new study that includes survey data from 10,000 adults. The authors say one in five respondents planning to have children has moved or know someone who has to another state because of reproductive care restrictions in their current location. The Institute's Melissa Mahoney says it shows banned states will likely see some of their workforce talent flow elsewhere.
The labor markets in states that protect abortion tend to be more welcoming for women with higher wages, greater access to health insurance, also a stronger labor force participation.
These findings mirror results from a similar study issued earlier this year by the National Bureau of Economic Research. Mahoney says their research indicates it isn't just a problem for state policymakers. She notes that businesses should also be worried about a talent drain, with survey respondents wanting them to prioritize care access.
Many, in addition, are asking more of their employers in terms of reproductive health care benefits, in terms of speaking out against abortion restrictions in their states.
According to the findings, 57% of respondents say they're more likely to apply for or accept a job with reproductive health care benefits as part of the offer. And in South Dakota, 65% of adults think employers should provide financial assistance for child care.
That's Mike Moen reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Lows in the mid-teens. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. Highs in the upper 40s Saturday, mid-50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. It's 24 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if America alienates its allies, how will that affect us here in Wisconsin? Retired Major General Randy Manner joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Friday, March 7th. Today, the average price of a gallon of 2% milk in Wisconsin, $3.18, the same as yesterday. And the average price of a dozen large eggs here in the state, $6.24, also the same since yesterday.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
We have a jam-packed show coming your way today. Next hour, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, also Civic Media's political editor, will be joining us. Pete Schwabe from Nightlight with Pete Schwabe will be here at 11:33 to talk all things entertainment.
Specifically one thing, entertainment.
He's finally seen the Green and Gold movie. If you've been listening for the last couple of weeks, you know I have a minor issue. It's a plot flaw.
With the movie.
With the movie, not Pete Schwabe. There's a plot flaw in that movie, and I want to see if Pete actually picked up on it when he saw it. And then we'll wrap up the show, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Hot Stuff Edition, so stay tuned for that. As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays. Jane says at civicmedia.us. Wanted to start off with this, and I am very genuinely curious. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. 40-day boycott of Target begins this week. Here's what Wisconsinites should know about it. And I had been seeing this on social media at least the last 2 weeks,
mm-hmm. Yes.
That this was coming. And I am curious, do you take part in boycotts like this? Do you think it's effective?
Yeah.
855-752-4842 if you'd like to weigh in on this. A 40-day Target boycott kicked off on Wednesday, protesting Target rolling back its DEI initiatives just after a nationwide 24-hour economic blackout of major companies, several including Walmart, Lowe's, and Meta, have reversed their DEI initiatives in recent months.
Mm-hmm.
Some had already been rolling back efforts even before Donald Trump got back in office. This latest boycott has been organized by a pastor in Atlanta and other faith leaders. They're telling consumers not to buy anything from Target for 40 days, also the duration of Lent, which began with Ash Wednesday on Wednesday. The website, according to the initiative's website, it's also asking people who are invested to sell any Target stock that you might own. Do you think this is effective? Do you think this makes a difference to these companies?
I think one day when they do the blackout days.
The one-day blackout?
I don't know, because honestly, like, I think what happens is a lot of people, they might say, yeah, I'm not going to do it. And then within the week, they'll go to one of these places because so many of them, they're so much ingrained into our lives. And with a 40, and my fear, and you want to boycott, boycott. And I understand why. I believe in DEI, and I'm going to post a Forbes article that lists all the companies. So if it's Target, then you should be including all the other ones, which include things like Disney.
Right.
Let's say 40 days happens. There's a boycott. It causes a great deal of strife for the company. It, you know, stock prices tank. Things happen. My only fear is that the adjustments they're going to have to make are going to affect the people at the bottom. They're not going to be adjusting the CEO salary. They're not going to be firing high up executives. They're going to be, you know, freezing, maybe doing hiring freezes, maybe doing wage increase, like raise freezes, or just letting go of employees. That's not to tell you to do it or not do it. That is just my fear with a boycott like this. What are the repercussions, and who really
who's it
is affected?
Fall on? Yeah,
you know, is it? It's not Stephen J. Target in Minnesota. It's the lady who works at Target in Hibbing, Minnesota, who is doing this as a supplemental job to pay for, I don't know, her medical supplies.
That's a good point, because there will be fallout from this. And as you say, it just seems like it's a rarity when CEOs say, you know what, I'm going to take a pay cut.
Mm-hmm.
I need to take a pay cut. Yeah, that, I'm trying to think, has that ever happened?
I don't think so.
855-752-4842. Boycotts, do they work? Do you take part? What do you think about that? Sue from Franklin, we took part last Friday. Any information on the impact of that day? I don't have it at the tip of my fingertips, Sue. I will take a look for it. Ryan from Milwaukee texting in, yes, I do take part in boycotts. It's another form of protest to let our voices be heard. I guess the one thing I think about this, though, is you need to have a certain amount of economic stability in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You need to be in a certain place financially where you can choose to skip these places and go somewhere else. And not everybody has that flexibility.
Well, like if I'm not going to Target, I can go to if it's a Target blackout, I can go to Amazon. If it's I'm looking at a Walmart blackout, I'll go to Pick and Save for groceries. I mean, this is not to say there isn't validity in having these sorts of actions happening. I think actions are important, but what about the afterward? What about a year from now?
Right.
What about, you know, winter of 2026, after this has all happened,
where
will we be? What has been accomplished? And if it's good, then how do you do more then? How does it grow this into something bigger to really tell these corporations something? Because I'm all for it. I'm all for telling corporations, hey, there's more of us than there are of you. But we tend to, as a people in this country, to say, yeah, raise our fists in the air. And then in a week, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months, I got to run to Target really quick.
It's inconvenient.
Oh, remember when we did that thing? Oh, my gosh, that was so cool. But then you're going back there because you need something. And it's like, well, I need it. I got to go to Walmart because there's a thing there and I know exactly what I'm running late. Understandable. We're all busy. So I guess for me, I would love to know the plan. The whole plan.
The long-term plan.
Exactly.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about this 40-day boycott of Target that began on Wednesday. If you're on social media, and I think most of us are in some form or another, you have probably seen this kicked around. Also, Amazon is the next one that is also being slated. The People's Union expanding its boycott to include boycotts of Amazon, mm-hmm, March 7th through the 14th. Nestle, March 21st through the 28th, and Walmart, April 7th through the 14th, and a second broader one-day economic blackout is slated for April 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, if not everyone is going to be aware of this, not everyone's going to be able to take part in this, and again, I go back to people who are on the lower end of the financial scale, they just don't have the option. Walmart is probably the place to go for mostly the cheapest that you can find.
A gallon of milk right now, Walmart in Wisconsin, is the cheapest place to find a gallon of milk. So I understand if some people can't take part. Or they say, look, my family eating is more important than anything else.
They're making a statement.
And I don't want to harsh anyone's mellow or getting anyone's buzz on, like, sticking it to the man. But, like, for me personally, there has to be a long-term plan. Like, what's next after you boycott Target for 40 days?
For 40 days, then what?
What are they going to do in, I don't want to say retaliation, but what is going to be their next step if they lose significant market share or if they lose a lot of money or whatever that may be? Because it ain't going to be the CEO who's in trouble.
That's a really good point, Greg. It is. That's an excellent point. And if they lose enough money over these 40 days, do we want to see Targets closing? And all of the people who work at that Target that are negatively affected. Mary from Tosa texting in, kudos to Costco for its support of DEI, the boycott of Target, and like companies, gives people an opportunity to protest. And I know that I think Costco's membership has jumped quite considerably since this all came down.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because they kept their, they very specifically told their shareholders, we're not getting rid of our DEI.
I thought you meant their, the cost of their membership.
Oh, no, like, no, no.
Oh, no. I mean, that's the thing is Costco is legendary for their takes. Their CEO, the former CEO, he is a fireball of energy and human. I mean, like, just the hot dog. Let's look up Costco hot dog price range, and it's a story that I can't repeat on the air.
Oh, my.
But it was them just being vehemently in favor of, you know, promoting from inside, education, helping the people, giving back when they can, and doing things like this, like DEI, which is, you know, it ain't the devil. It ain't the devil, folks.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join our conversation. Robert from West Allis, I take part. I haven't shopped at Walmart, Hobby Lobby, or Chick-fil-A for years. Yep. Robert West Allis, though, I won't stop shopping at Target. They're the only real competition to Amazon.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Understandable completely.
Yeah.
I don't shop at Walmart. I think in the past, I think in maybe the past 20 years, I've shopped there twice. I don't go, well, Hobby Lobby, I don't need to go to, and let Chick-fil-A. Me just say, and on a personal note, Chick-fil-A, overrated, it's fine.
Thank you, I went there once, it's a chicken sandwich, yeah, it's a fine chicken sandwich.
It's fine in a pinch, but man, there doesn't need to be two drive-through lines, and there don't need to be 50 cars, and an army of people outside taking orders. It's a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I expected the first time that I went to Chick-fil-A that it was going to, like, be the chicken sandwich that changed the course of my life. That didn't happen. Maybe I need another one.
They just don't want to make sure that the gays can get married.
Well, it's priorities.
Yeah.
Anne from Chippewa Falls, I see you on the line. We are up against the break. We will take you when we return. Boycotts, yes or no, do they work? Will you take part? You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
She starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't help. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane said.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10:30 news, we're going to talk about don't call us. We don't want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Some lawmakers not happy their constituents are checking in with them.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. We'll kick that around after the 10:30 news. Right now, though, we are talking about this nationwide boycott of Target. A 40-day Target boycott kicked off on Wednesday to protest the company rolling back its DEI programs. And our question to you is, will you take part in this? Do you think it's effective or do you not care? Don't think it makes any difference. Does it matter? Does it matter? Does it affect these companies eventually?
What would you like to see come out of this?
Absolutely. Ann from Chippewa Falls has been very patient waiting to get on the line here. Good morning, Ann. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Yes, I do participate in those blackouts, but I basically buy local. Like, I'll buy from the food co-ops or I'll buy from Woodman's because it's employee-owned. But my daughter works for Target. She's a packaging engineer there. And that kind of scares me because she's a new employee. And, you know, they're going to probably cut those people, not the people that really need to be cut,
yeah,
like the big CEOs that are making a ton of money. So yeah. I'm kind of with Greg on that. I just don't know if it's going to hurt the working people or it really will hurt the CEOs. That's
yeah.
kind of where I stand with it.
That's a great point, and it really is, and I think that's a very valid point.
Yeah.
As far as who's gonna bear the fallout of this?
Yeah. Exactly.
Because again, I am waiting for the day when I see a CEO stand up in front of a microphone and say, "You know what, you guys, really, I'm getting paid way too much."
I'm waiting for the day where a CEO or higher up employees, executives, are fired without a golden parachute. That's the thing, too. It's like
when they do a lousy job.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's your parting gift on the way out.
I don't want to see people lose money. I don't want to see people lose jobs. I don't want to see Ann's daughter lose her job if she's the new person on the shift. And I think that it's important to raise your voice. I just, you know, I just feel like such a stick in the mud for this. But I want to see an action plan beyond 40 days. I want to see what's the... You know, are you trying to get them to reinstate DEI? If that's the case, all right, great. If they do that, then, you know, you call.
But what
them.
Is your end goal?
Yeah.
What's the end goal?
What is the end goal? Like, that is, you know, because I just have a feeling, call me whatever you'd like, and people have called me many things, Target can outweigh you.
I think they have enough in reserves.
Yeah, they're very popular. They're kind of all over the place.
Christine from Slinger, listening on WAUK, texting in, "Hi, Jane and Greg, go to a protest. Listen to the people there. They are angry, scared, and feel helpless." I understand that, Christine.
Absolutely.
But again, I guess our question is this effective? What do we want to see happen from this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How this is me asking it in the most respectful, innocent way. How is a blackout going to quell the anger, the fear that people at the protests feel? Because I'm an American living in this country, too, and I don't own a giant boat. I don't have influence in Congress. I'm nervous about what's happening every day in this country. And what I think is that we as a people need to raise our voices when we can, but we also need to raise our voices at our leadership. And right now, our leadership, whether it's on the right or the left, whether it's on the right, just lockstep with the current president, or it's the left who is consistently letting the people down with ping pong paddles and signs.
And there's a lot of disagreement about that, too.
Yes.
On how the Democrats should be handling all of this.
Exactly. So I guess my point is like we can raise our voices and keep our dollars away from these companies, but we also still need to be raising our voices at the people who make the laws that affect us.
And we're going to talk about that after the 10:30 news.
Yeah.
Joshua from Wausau listening on WXCO. My 13-year-old daughter loves Chick-fil-A. One of their mobile trucks came to Wausau recently. It was about 20 degrees. I said to a woman next to me, I can't believe we're standing out here for a chicken sandwich. And she said to me, yes, but it's the Lord's chicken.
Ugh.
I guess I never took that into account.
The Lord is a chicken coop? Oh my gosh, that's... How much are his eggs?
855-752-4842. We're talking boycotts. Do they work? Is this effective? And what should the end goal be? Eric from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Eric. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, I think you want to send a message. You don't want to be one of those people standing on the sidelines where people are trying to do something to fight back. And you say, well, I don't know. I mean, the point you made before, they have a lot in reserves. If they start to see dips in the number of people that are shopping there, I'm sure they'll make adjustments. But, you know, these are the people that are starting to fight back now. We all complain about the Democrats doing nothing. Here is somebody doing something. Don't just stand on the sideline, be lily-livered. You know, say, okay, you know, let's do this. There are other places you can go. You know, I think we're just so coddled in this country sometimes. It's like a minor inconvenience. Let's shop someplace else for a couple of weeks, and let's see if it has an impact. Maybe it will work. Maybe it won't. But don't just stand on the sidelines and criticize the people that are doing something. That's my take.
Appreciate it, Eric. Thank you very much. People are very frustrated and angry and frightened, as Christine pointed out, and they want to do something. Mm-hmm. They want to put this energy and this fear and this frustration into some direction.
Yeah.
And I totally get that.
I absolutely get it, too. I absolutely get it. I just, for me, if it's about getting these companies to reinstate DEI programs, that's great. I believe in DEI programs. I think they're important. I don't think there's nothing evil about them. Sorry, Robin Voss. But the point is for me, these, I still have questions, and I still have concerns about them. So once again, I concur. I agree. I support all those things, but we need to answer those questions as well, because if Target loses, if Walmart, whatnot, they can take it out on their employees.
We have news coming up next when we return. Don't call us. We're going to ignore you. That's on the way. Stay here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Somebody ringing the bell. Do me a favor. Open the door. Let them in.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Brad Sigmund died by firing squad in South Carolina Friday. He killed his ex-girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat. A few dozen people protested outside the prison.
I live here. I work here. I pay taxes here. They're doing this in my name, and I resent it.
What will it take for President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to start talking again? From the White House, CBS's Weijia Zhang.
Both sides are trying to get things back on track, especially Zelensky, who has issued a public statement. We don't know, though, what Trump exactly is looking for from Ukraine to prove that it wants peace.
Two deaths are now being blamed on a measles outbreak, a child in Texas, an adult in New Mexico. Neither had been vaccinated against the disease. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder with some advice.
The best thing is not to get measles in the first place, and the best way to do that is to get vaccinated.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Then tomorrow night, they take on the team with the best record in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bucks have won 8 of their last 10 games since adding players at the trade deadline, like Kevin Porter Jr. and 6'9" Kyle Kuzma, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
The guys that we have brought in have been really good, just a great fit. Kuz is the ability to play so many positions and do so many things has just been really good for us. Been great for Giannis, you know, to have another big on the floor.
Women's college hockey, another win for the Badgers women's hockey team. They beat the Duluth Bulldogs 3-1. Casey O'Brien with her 80th goal of the season. That's the most in college hockey since 2018. So the Badgers now advance to the championship round tomorrow in the WCHA final face-off tournament being held in Duluth, Minnesota this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Lows in the mid-teens. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. Highs in the upper 40s Saturday, mid-50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. Currently 21 degrees.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin actor Dan Davies, and then we talk a little fantasy baseball with WGBW's own Peter Van Doren. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After 11 o'clock, Dan Schaefer will be here from the Recombobulation area, also Civic Media's political editor, and we're going to be talking about the Marquette University Law School poll that came out yesterday. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know who's running for the Supreme Court.
But they know it's important.
They know it's important, but they just don't know anything about the two candidates.
Exactly.
Here is one way to help you get informed. Seriously, if you are not sure, this is a very, very important race that will affect our economy, reproductive rights, public education. You can join the Protecting Justice for All. This is going to happen next Wednesday, March 12th, at the Overture Center for the Arts in Green Bay, with an in-depth discussion of what is at stake. We'll have expert panels followed by a debate watch party with free food and beverages. If you want to find out more, you can register for free. Sign up to join in person or online. UpNorthNewsWI.com/Supreme. That's UpNorthNewsWI.com/Supreme.
Jane, that's not the only thing that's happening in and around Milwaukee when it comes to elected officials. Our good friend, Mr. Derek Van Orden, is going to be doing a meet and greet on Saturday.
He is?
March the 15th at 5 p.m. at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Oh, Todd Alba's hometown.
Todd Alba's hometown. And folks, if you want to go, you simply get yourself $40 and you pay for tickets and you contact the GOP there in Richland County and they'll put you on the list. A measly $40
for
the honor, the privilege of seeing Derek Van Orden. You may have seen him in such places like Congress.
Outside the Capitol on January 6th.
The staircase of the Capitol yelling at reporters. He's all over the place, folks. He's everywhere. But if you got $40 just burning a hole in your pocket, March the 15th, meet and greet. Phoenix Center in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Get your tickets now before they're gone.
Our elected official. All you have to do is pay to see him.
Exactly.
So nice.
Two Jacksons.
$80 for two people. Come on.
Oh, that's a date, my friends.
Why not? That's the only time you're ever going to get a chance to see him.
Oh, my gosh. And make sure you ask him lots of questions in rapid succession.
I'm sure that will be really welcomed.
Oh, yeah.
This kind of jumped out at me when I saw this pass along my social media feed yesterday. Swing state Republican prefers people do not call his office. I bet you do.
Yeah.
According to WCPT 820, Representative Bill Huizinga of Michigan is tired of his office phone ringing with calls from angry people who live in Michigan. He's from Michigan. He recently told a Kalamazoo-based CBS affiliate that he, quote, prefers people do not call his office, unquote. That should be put on a plaque and distributed to many, many, many of our lawmakers.
We'd rather you not call. Yeah.
Or, yes, call us. We'll ignore you.
Yeah. Leave a message at the tone.
Mr. Huizinga, elected Republican for Michigan.
That's not a real last name. Come on.
He prefers constituents go through his website. Don't call his office. Go to his website. And to be fair, they want people's addresses to be legitimized to confirm this is coming from people who are his constituents. Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
They genuinely do not care if people from Wisconsin are ticked off in Michigan.
Gotcha.
Right?
Well, no, they're going to pay more attention to their hope. That's absolutely fine. And I, Jane, just putting it out there, believe in the Civic Media app to bring people the news all across the land. So if there's someone living in, say, Portage, Michigan, or Holland, Michigan, who's represented by Mr. Huizinga, you feel free to call 202-225-4401. Because frankly, we've all gone to websites that say contact me. You sent it into the vacuum of that website.
Into the black hole.
Nothing else happens. Yeah. No, sir. You are responsible for listening to your constituents. Actually, your interns are actually.
Yeah.
You're not the ones answering the phones.
And I think it's important that we remind folks of that too, because we always encourage people to call.
Absolutely.
Our elected representatives here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
If you want to bother somebody else out of state, you can do that. But again, they're going to kind of discount you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would prefer to see us keep our energies focused in Wisconsin or wherever you live, wherever you're listening to Civic Media.
Exactly. And if you live and you're represented by him, I mean, I've got the website right here. It's contact information. There's three phone numbers. It's great.
Yeah. So at least in this case, Representative Bill Huizinga of Michigan, he would prefer people not call his office. So that, because I'm a bad person, if I lived in Michigan and I were his constituent, that would kind of encourage me to call his office.
Oh, absolutely. I would call and be like, hey, is Bill there? I just wonder, is everything okay?
I'm worried.
Yeah.
We're worried about Representative Huizenga.
I'm very worried about Representative Huizenga. Is Doge there? Are they there trying to cut jobs there too? I'm just trying to figure out. How you doing, Bill?
Yeah, I hope he still has his job.
So if you live in the western part of South Michigan, the 4th District, give a call.
Call him and let him know you're concerned.
Exactly.
855-752-4842.
That's our number.
Cornell from Merrill is on the line. Good morning, Cornell. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Well, the Shimmer ads, what I'm upset about is why are they using sheriffs? He's using sheriffs in his ads, and I really don't think that's right because the sheriffs are paid by the taxpayers.
I'm pretty sure, Cornell, they're not supposed to do that. You're talking about Brad Schimmel being surrounded by law enforcement officers in uniform. I'm fairly certain no one is supposed to do that, but, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Susan Crawford has also done that.
Yeah, I don't think...
And I think that standard, as so many... That standard's been thrown out the window.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dan Schaefer put it best a couple weeks ago. It's nonpartisan in name only. I will mention, though, when it comes to the Brad Schimmel ads with the law enforcement officers, if you look it up, one of those law enforcement officers is in some hot water. And the Schimmel ad has not come down. That guy's still standing next to him. So...
But again, that takes another level of people being willing to research it further.
Yeah.
And as we found out from this Marquette University Law School poll that came out yesterday that we're going to talk more about with Dan Schaefer, a lot of people don't even know who these two people are, Brad Schimmel or Susan Crawford.
Yeah.
So expecting them to go that extra mile to look into who's endorsing these candidates and find out more of their backgrounds, that's a big ask.
But that is where we ask the listeners right now, and Jane brought it up yesterday, and we've talked about it in the past. Have a conversation with your friends. Share what you know. I don't expect anyone to vote for a person because we're saying we like them or dislike them. All I'm saying is what we're doing here right now is giving you information and context. Take this information, talk to your friends, help them make a best informed decision for themselves that works with their politics. If your politics are what Brad Schimmel is pushing, then I understand. I get it. I don't like it. But share what you know. Talk to your friends. It makes a huge, huge difference.
It really does. 855-752-4842. Bill from Oconomowoc is on the line. Good morning, Bill. Thanks so much for joining us. What have you got?
Well, I got to thank you guys for heightening the awareness of calling your elected officials. I've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
And I had one, I don't know, I think it might have been Robin Boss. He had an intern that answered the phone, and we had a decent discussion.
Okay.
I couldn't believe that they went, you know, have... Now, whether that got Robin or not, I care less. The point is, the more we challenge these people, including you were talking about Brad Shifty Schimmel, if we call his offices for election and say, well, what about this? What about this baggage that Brad carries with him? Would you like to comment on it? That gets back to people. That gets back to, hey, we're getting all this negative stuff, even on a campaign. You guys have shown Wisconsin. This is how we deal with this insanity. I had a guy call me just this today, a big Republican. He says, well, how do you like things now? And I said, I tell you what, I got a 32-ounce Slurpee, a tub of popcorn, and I'm watching your chaos every day. It's enlightening.
What did he say to that? What did he say to that, Bill?
He hung up.
He hung up.
The phone slammed down so hard, I thought there were particles in my ear.
Bill, thank you very much for those kind words. We really
appreciate it.
Because, you know, we can't see all your faces. We don't know everyone we're talking to, and we're hoping that we're at least at the very least of it all, getting through to people that being informed is important, and then sharing that information with others is important. Beyond that, it's kind of up to y'all, And we hope that you get out there and vote and talk to people and show them how this, from the DPI race to the judges race for the Supreme Court to questions on the Constitution of Wisconsin to Senate to Congress, it all affects you, especially those aldermanic and county supervisors.
Absolutely. It's all really, it is. It's all really important. And I know we're all tired of hearing that. And it's the most important election of our lifetimes.
Sometimes I'm tired of saying it, Jane.
But it is.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Talking about, don't call us. We're going to ignore you. Mm-hmm. Swing state Republican in Michigan, Representative Bill Huizenga. Is tired of his office phone ringing with calls from angry Michiganders. He, quote, prefers people do not call his office, unquote. Again, there is validity to that. If they are inundated with people who are not their constituents, they're going to discount those.
Yeah.
And so he wants people to go to his website so they can check your address and make sure you're a constituent. And I get that.
Yeah.
But I still find some warped, twisted pleasure in the fact that we all have phones. It's tempting. I almost did yesterday. I almost called a Democratic lawmaker in Florida.
I mean, okay.
But it's like, you know, again, he doesn't have to respond to me. He doesn't care.
He doesn't have to respond to you, but if you're going to take the time to call an elected official in another state, another district, there is... You're showing your concern to... Like, you're reaching out to them for a reason, and you're showing their concern. And they can't help you because they don't rep you, but they can listen to your point.
Well, and Bill just said, I mean, even here in Wisconsin, I actually had a very good conversation with, again, these are primarily interns, lower level people who are answering these phones, which is why we always ask you to be respectful and don't swear and don't curse at these kids.
Yeah. Nope.
They're on the front lines, but they're not the ones who are making these decisions. So please be nice. And if you are inspired, say, to call. You can also go to myvote.wi.gov, and all you have to do is put in your address, and all of the elected officials who represent you come up, and their phone numbers.
Yep.
It's nice.
It's convenient.
It is convenient. So even if they don't want to hear from us, we want you to hear from us.
I am a public servant. Who don't you want calling? I don't want the public calling
and
me.
And don't forget, and I'm thinking about this, next Saturday, meet and greet with Derek Van Orden.
Ooh.
It's going to cost you $40 per person, but oh, I think it could be so, so worth it. We'll include this in our show notes in case you would like to go. It could be fun. Let's have a group.
I want to get a bunch of Marxist agitators and pay them to protest because that's what I do. I pay protesters. I'm like the George Soros of Kenosha.
All that money. When we return, Elon's rocket goes boom again. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide. If you got the app, we're global. Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Matt Nair on Air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach. Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we came to break, we were talking about contacting our elected officials and letting them know what you think. And I had forgotten about this until Sue from Franklin texted it in. And thank you so much for reminding me. If you would like to call one of your representatives and you feel like you get a little tongue-tied and you don't want to be that way, there's an app called Five Calls. And my sister Suzanne had talked about this not too long ago. And they actually provide scripts for you.
Yeah.
So if you want to make a call and you don't feel maybe like you're going to, a lot of people, you get nervous, you know, you have a lot of points you want to make and then you get excited or you get nervous and you might forget. So this is a resource that you may want to check out. We can include this in our show notes after the show is over. The app is called Five Calls. If you would like to contact one of your representatives. And again, we do encourage you to be respectful.
Absolutely. Always be respectful, please.
Ollie from the Northwoods is on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Thanks so much for joining us. What's going on?
Hi. I have three quick points to make. The first point is when I'm talking to family members or my grandkids especially, I try to make sure that they're informed about the candidate and make sure that they remember to vote. But I always tell them, I can't tell you how to vote, but here's what I know about each person.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And I do that with anybody I talk to. And then also I've made several calls to representatives here in Wisconsin. I've had a real good response from one and a real bad response from another. I'll talk about the good or the bad response first. I called Ron Johnson's office and first got on with a very nice lady, and we were having a conversation, and she started talking about, well, the people voted for him, that he has a mandate. And I said, well, I don't think the people voted for Elon Musk. And right then and there, her phone clicked.
She hung up on you?
She hung up on me.
What?
Well, I thought so. No, I thought so. But within seconds, a gentleman came on the phone. And I use that lightly, believe me, because he was the rudest, most condescending person to me that I have ever met in my whole 70-some-year life. He first off said, well, you're a Democrat. And I said, first off, you have no idea who I voted for. I said, I am a Wisconsin voter, and that's all I've said. And I said, you know, we voted for people voted for more than just Trump. And nowhere, he said, well, he had a mandate. And I said, well, nowhere in his election campaigns that I saw did it say that he was going to have Elon Musk as his co-president.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ollie. Appreciate it. And I'm sorry that you had that experience. That's really shameful.
I mean, really, when it comes down to it, it sounds like the person she talked to was, in fact, Ron Johnson. Because that's honestly what Ron Johnson does. He steals the narrative. He steps on people's voices and he says, "You're a Democrat. You don't know what you're talking about." That's the constituent.
Well, aren't they supposed to be there for all of us? Even if we didn't vote for you, you still represent the state that we all live in.
Yeah.
Are you only addressing concerns from Republicans?
Yeah, I mean,
that doesn't seem very American to me. And I want George on the live stream. George on the live stream says, "How about this concept? We elect folks and let them do what they do and not micromanage them." I don't know. Is calling our elected representatives and expressing our unhappiness with their job, that's micromanaging?
I don't know. Tell me if this sounds like micromanaging. You have your little minion bros send out emails to all federal employees saying, "What is five things you did this week?" Tell me that's not micromanaging. As you say, change my mind.
That's our right as a citizen.
Yeah.
Is to contact our elected representatives and let them know whether or not we think they're doing a good job.
This guy in the live stream sounds like he doesn't like freedom.
I just makes me kind of want to make calls.
Also, to counteract Mr. Guy, Elon is not their boss. Elon's not in charge of them. Elon's not in charge of the federal employees.
He's no,
not at all.
From what Donald Trump has said, he's not even in charge of Doge.
Yeah, he's an unelected dude with a chainsaw and other problems. So nice try. I wish you believed in freedom, George.
We will include the five calls link.
Yes. Yep.
In our show notes. You can always go to civicmedia.us after the show is over. Click on shows. Go to Matt Nair on air and look for today's program.
Yeah.
Coming up, we have the news on the way. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area and Civic Media's political editor. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend and also discuss Ukraine. Why what's happening there matters here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Brad Sigmund was put to death by firing squad in South Carolina yesterday. CBS's Meg Oliver reports from the prison in Columbia.
Sigmund was sentenced to death for killing his ex-girlfriend's parents, David and Gladys Lark, in 2001, beating them with a baseball bat, a crime he admitted to.
How would you describe this form of execution?
Death may be difficult for anybody, but as far as ending a human life quickly, I think this is probably about as good as you can get.
That was John Osmond. He's the former director of the South Carolina Department of Corrections. President Trump spent much of the day yesterday focusing on one of his favorite topics, tariffs. CBS's Erica Brown reports from the White House.
A day after he postponed 25% tariffs on many imports from Mexico and some from Canada, President Trump threatened to impose reciprocal tariffs on Canadian lumber and dairy imports in the coming days.
Canada has been ripping us off for years on tariffs for lumber and for dairy products.
A Newark, New Jersey police officer has been shot and killed. CBS News New York's Derek Waller is in Newark.
This is a massive crime scene stretching several blocks with detectives and crime scene investigators combing the scene. The New Jersey Attorney General's office saying in a statement, "Our law enforcement officers put themselves in harm's way every day to protect our communities. And tonight is a painful reminder of the depth of the sacrifices they make."
A suspect's in custody. New Mexico's chief medical investigator, Dr. Heather Jarrell, says both Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, died of natural causes last month, possibly a week apart. CBS's Carter Evans is in Santa Fe.
Gene Hackman's pacemaker showed activity all the way up to February 18th, suggesting that he was alive for a full week after his wife died. The question now is, what exactly was going on during that week? Was he trying to get help for his wife? Had he become disabled and he couldn't call for help? That's all unknown right now. Or was his Alzheimer's disease so advanced that perhaps he wasn't aware of what's going on?
A child died in Texas, an adult in Mexico, New Mexico, from the measles outbreak centered in a Texas county bordering New Mexico. CBS's Omar Villafranco with the latest.
The state is now at 198 confirmed cases, a majority of them, 137, in far west Texas.